Hey, and welcome to the Quick Questions podcast. I'm your host, Etik, and I'm super thrilled about what I have in store for you guys. This is the very first episode, and it's actually around something we all know very well, which is giving. Should we give? Should we not give? Like, how much do we give? You know, understanding the appropriateness, or if there is some type of appropriate time to give, is what we're talking about today. I'm gonna have some dope people to come and help me out, a few good questions for my few good friends, and also have my good buddy Joe here. He's on the podcast today, so he's helping out, provide me with a sounding board. So we're gonna do a good job at letting the people know what we think. And if you like what you hear, please make sure you send us a message and give us some feedback on what your thoughts are about the conversation at hand. We also encourage you to leave a question for us. You know, make sure it's quick. We don't have all day, but me and my people, and maybe we can have you on the show too. So let's get it.
This is episode one.
Hey, quick question.
Quick question.
Quick question.
Hey, so.
Quick question.
Quick question.
Hey, quick question.
Hey, so.
I got a question for you.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, E, how's it going?
I'm good. Welcome to the Quick Question podcast. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here as well. So, we're not going to take up too much of the people's time. This week's episode is about giving. It's to give or not to give. So we have a couple of questions from some of our friends, and we're going to play the questions and then we'll follow back up. All right. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Hi there. Quick question. Why is it that I think as a society, as the human race, most of us give with the expectation to receive? Why? Why we just can't give and expect nothing in return? Thanks. Oh, my name is Mila, by the way. Bye.
What did you think about Mila's question? Is it okay to like give and not expect anything in return? Or, I mean, that's what we were taught growing up. Does that still stand, or should we be doing more measured giving?
So ultimately, I think what we've been taught is most ideal, but I do think there are some caveats to that in that you don't want to be an enabler in your giving. You don't want to be taken advantage of in your giving. There are times when you can overgive or give too much, I think. But for the most part, I think that we should be giving without conditions, because I don't know, it seems fraudulent otherwise. I don't know what say you.
Got you. So for me, you know, I actually went a whole different direction. I was thinking about how in all of our acts of giving, we're actually still, we have some expectation out of it, which is that our gifts are received, you know, with warmth. Like, giving is still a thing that we do that makes us feel good ourselves. So it satisfies mm-hmm. us. So then the question mm-hmm. is, to me, I don't know that you can give without having some kind of desire attached to it. You know, maybe it might be unbalanced attachment, you know, maybe expecting things from someone or a situation that that you don't get anything out of. But to me, I don't know how you give without having some level of, you know, expectation in it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would push back only because, and let's go down the path of what you're saying. And I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But if what you're saying is true, that there's always essentially some underlying hope, desire, want, et cetera, then I think that we would need to bar that from what we're gauging and measuring because it's always there, right? So what I would be thinking is like, so for example, if I give you a gift and I'm like expecting that, you know, you'll be happy, you'll be pleased or something along those lines. Okay, that's one thing. But then there's another whole separate expectation I might have, like, all right, I did a solid for him. It's time for him to return the favor. I think that's separate from that initial desire a person may have that you'll be, I guess, grateful or you'll receive it well. You understand what I'm saying?
And I guess I hear that. But for me, it's like they're both still desires. Like you still are expecting something. You know what I mean?
But if one you don't have any control over, then
you don't have control over either one. Like somebody can give you something and their response is not what you anticipate. I remember a time when I just went out to eat and a homeless guy was like, you know, he was like asking for money. And I was like, I don't have any money, but I have some food, you know, what was left of what I ate. I'm not a person that gives leftovers, but I was like, you know, well, it wasn't picked over food. It was just, you know, what was left, you know, half of a sandwich.
I understand.
So, yeah. So he was like, okay, cool. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And then I parked my car and then I see him again walking after I parked. And I'm like, oh, that was fast. You must have murdered the food. Like it was good. Right.
Right.
For me to see my food being just laying on the corner, my feelings was hurt because my good Samaritan deed was, oh, you know, I fed someone, I gave somebody something, but the reality is I can't control necessarily their response, right? So I feel like I did it with great intention. So I feel like for me, a little bit more about why we give we should think about the intentionality of it because there's going to be some, we expect something out of giving, even if it is just to make ourselves feel good. So at least that's my thought.
I accept that. I think that that has a lot of merit to it. I get it. So I don't know.
I don't know. It's still out for the people to
right.
So let's go on to the next question.
All right.
Hey, love. Quick question. Should I still be giving or sending in tithes since church is virtual?
Thank you, Jill, for that question. I don't know. I've been asking the same thing. I mean, full disclosure, I'm not a member of anybody's congregation, so nobody's getting my money at the moment. But I do invest in different types of programming. So what do you think?
Same full disclosure for me. I struggle with this one because let me give my short answer first and then I can maybe expound. I do think that you should continue to give tithes if you otherwise would have, regardless of whether your church is being virtual or not. But what I will say is I do think that we should expand our view of tithes and offerings to be beyond just our money, but to include like our time and our talents and things like that. And I don't think that our tithes also need to be.
So not just the treasures, the time, you need the talents too, not just the treasures.
Right. Because everybody doesn't necessarily have the money. You know, it makes me think of what is it? I guess it's very appropriate right now. Like the drummer boy, like I'll play a song for you. This is what I can do. You know, I can entertain you, that kind of thing. And it's just like, so it's really about what you have to offer. And I don't think it also only has. So, for example, you and I both being people who are not necessarily members of churches, I think it's awesome to still, you know, give back. Maybe you can teach people to play the violin. And it's like, you know,
exactly.
You teach people in your community how to play the violin or how to do carpentry or something like that. Like that is giving back also. So,
yeah, I agree. You know, one of the things that I totally remixed the whole scripture around giving your time, your talents, your treasures. I actually say your time, talent, and your resources. I make it clear because there are different areas where I might be really resourceful or helpful.
Right.
And that may be much more impactful in someone's life than what money might have been able to do. Now, if you have the finances to contribute in any way to any project that is valuable to you, whether it's church, an after school program, you know,
a other type of philanthropic venture, then by all means, do whatever makes you feel good. And right. for me, I'm not sure that I think a lot of people have a level of distrust with church when it comes to mm-hmm. money, because there's mm-hmm. always, especially growing up Black, and you're like building fund or these.
Right.
You're like, I don't know. Right. I haven't seen this, a right. lot of these dollars in action. So right. what I would say is you make sure you get your receipts from your church so that at least you can file on your taxes.
Right.
So make sure you're doing that. But aside from that, be inquisitive, be in the business of the church that you're tied into, or that you are. And I say be in the business, mean be nosy, find out what's going mm-hmm. on, ask them right. where the dollars are going. Mm-hmm. And the same for any other organizations that you're gifting to. And there are tons of other ways to give. And I understand that if there's a building that, you know, that they probably still have a mortgage and they still have, you know, utilities and things of that nature. So I'm totally for being able to sustain those things, but I just encourage you to get involved. I mean, if it were me, I mean, it's not me, but you know. Since we're on the topic of giving, I know you and I had a little bit of brief discussion. You were saying something about the season of giving. Tell me more what you were thinking. Like, since
you know, I mean, so now again, here we are in the month of December. We know what's around the corner. Christmas is that season of giving. And, you know, it is a wonderful time of the year, all of that jazz. But it's always interesting to me, like, no sooner than people are taking down their trees, it's like, we no longer care about the homeless. We no longer care about not to the same extent that we did during this season. And so it's exactly. like, why doesn't the season of, why isn't it, it should even be a season. It should be, let's do this all year round. Let's look after those less fortunate, particularly those of us who are Christian or kind of can relate to those views of taking care of the least
values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that was, you know, what do you think?
You know, so I'm a person that believes that people should really only do what they really want to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are guilted into giving during this time. You know, there's the angel tree at your church, right. at right. your community center. So you're pulling somebody's name off the angel tree. Mm-hmm. I think that it's your money and you should do what you want to do with it. And I can't tell anybody what to do with it. I think that if we all evaluated, like maybe kept a journal or, you know, maybe a one sheet of this is what I value, and then looked at how we already spend our money in those places. And then it doesn't necessarily need, it won't feel as much like a rush to give toward the end of the year. You know, I feel like mm-hmm. if we probably are doing more measured giving or thinking about, oh, I value these people or this activity right. and I can,
right.
you know, put right. my finances toward things that may help that particular community or that particular charity or whatever, right? So I guess right. for me, I'm right. like, I don't really think too much about it. However, it's a sales job to get people to give. And right. some people's jobs are also, they exist because they're trying to get people to see value or have a conviction about their particular project or community. So the church, back to the church, they do that, which is, you know, you make sure you tithe, make sure you give back to the church. And then the same is with any nonprofit organization, which is doing fundraisers. So I feel like giving and receiving are opposite forces. So dollars in or dollars out. And right. I'm just still working through a little bit of that in my mind, because I know that I want to be a cheerful giver, but I know that I can only be a cheerful giver if I'm giving to things that are of value to me, you know, and mm-hmm. and breaking that down right. and saying, well, maybe if I'm right. not, if I don't give in the traditional Christian sense of at a church and, you know, making sure that the church is sustained, maybe I could be giving in another way, maybe making sure that my friend's nonprofit, where they actually, you know, are doing all types of programs from young girls, shout out to Show Me Shoes Foundation. You know, like I could be giving there my time, talent, energy, where they are doing work, you know? So anyway, it's just a whole lot. I look forward to hearing how other people are giving or looking at giving during this time.
Absolutely, I agree.
Seems like we all have some thoughts about giving.
Absolutely. I appreciate the questions. It does give you something to think about and kind of, you know, just reassess where you sit as far as these topics are concerned.
So. Yeah. Especially considering we're rolling into the holiday season.
Right.
And we don't even want to talk about campaign giving. That's a whole nother conversation. Maybe we'll talk about that at another time. I think that might be really interesting to think about, you know, contributing to political campaigns and things of that nature. But enough for today. Enough questioning for today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to have been here. So thank you for that. It was really awesome. And
we'll have to do it again.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to the first episode of the Quick Question Podcast. And remember that you can send us a message. The link to sending us a message, or if you have a question that you want us to answer quickly, that's in the show notes, as well as a way that you can support our podcast. You know, the Quick Question Podcast is basically thriving off of your giving support. So, you know, there are two sides to every coin, and we appreciate you for being the coin that makes sure we continue. Again, I'm your coiny host, Etik, and I look forward to another episode.